Okay, Rabbi, so let's move up to Siman Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, we're up to Halacha Yud Beis. Before we do Halacha Yud Beis, we have to do one Asherim Sim Halacha, going back to page Reish, Pei Zayin. Let's go back to Reish, I'm sorry, to page, the page before Reish, Pei Gimel. Reish, Pei Gimel on the bottom of Vav. Let's go back to page Reish, Pei Gimel, Vav on the bottom of the Birchas, Bari Nefashos. So just short, Shi'odim and Mitzilim Halacha. Page Resh, Pei Gimel, on Vav, Bebirchas Bar Nefashos, Kosa Bechay Yosef, following Shaila, Deim, Yashvu Shnayim, two people sitting together, Ve'echot Ochal Peros, Shebirchosam Bar Nefashos, Ve'asheni Shosem Ashkim, Shebirchosam Gamkin Bar Nefashos. Can one be Moitzi his friend? Ho'echot Moitzi L'chaveroi? It's no problem. One person can be Moitzi his friend, even though each one is making the Bar Nefashos for a different type of item. One is for a liquid, one is for a solid. That's not a problem. The ein svaru lechalek to eichlin umashkin ein mitstarfin. They viktsas raya the posak b'shulchan aruch. Vim echad tzarch loy tekiya lefonecha v'zeh tzarch tekiya acharoina tekiya achas moitzia eshtehen. Hear the raya? Very cute raya. If you present tekiya shvarim tlua tekiya, and now you only need one more tekiya to be mashlin, and one person you have one tekiya. So for Reuven, it's going to be a tekiya rishayna, and for Shimon, it's going to be the tekiya acharayna, which comes at the end. So one tekiya can go for both, even though it's a different type of tekiya. There's a tekiya which goes before the tru'ah, and there's a tekiya which goes after the tru'ah. It doesn't matter. One tekiya works for both. So he wants to suggest that even though the bari nefashos, it's going to exempt one person for eating and one person for drinking. And by definition, eating and drinking have its own set of rules. It's okay, eating and drinking, in this instance, the two can combine together. Okay, now let's go further. Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Yud Beis, Ochal Peros, Shebrocha, Acharoina, Shalohem, Brocha, Me'in Shalosh. A person eats fruit, one of the Shiva Saminim. And the Brocha is the Al Ha'etz. The Gam, now this is a very interesting Shaila. Not everyone is aware of the Shaila. It can come up. And you also eat an apple. I eat some dates or some grapes, which I'm chayiv to make an al ha'etz, al priyo ha'etz, a bracha main shalosh, and I also eat an apple. And now I'm finished. And I did not drink a glass of water, I did not drink a glass of Coca-Cola, or did not eat anything else that requires the bari nefashos. So I'm now making the bracha achroina for the apple and for the grapes. How many brochos achroinos do I need to make? So you would tell me two. One alo eitz for the grapes and a bari nefashos for the apple, because the apple is not from the Shiva Saminim. So the chiddush is, once you're making an alo eitz for the Shiva Saminim, it automatically includes within it all other fruits which are not from the Shiva Saminim. So you would not make in this instance a borei nefashos rabos. So mevarich bracha me'ein shalosh v'kevan v'gam peres ha'et shabracha ha'arena shalochem hu borei nefashos mevarich bracha me'ein shalosh v'kevan shumazker bohem pri ho'etz niftarim b'zeh kol pri et sha'ochal. But it goes without saying that if you ate other things, let's say you ate a piece of meat, or let's say you ate, you took a drink, you're not exempt from the bracha main shalosh. Okay, that is the basic halacha. And here in the Piskei Teshuvos, he has a lot of interesting additional shailos. The first shaila he presents is, first thing he says is that you don't have to have kavana. Let's say a person, he ate grapes and he ate an apple, and then he begins to make the al ha'etz, and he did not even think that when I'm making the bracha me'in shalosh al ha'etz, it should also include the apple. It's okay. Even if you make the bracha stam al ha'etz, it will automatically include within it other fruits which would otherwise be bari nefashos. Okay, next shaila. Let's say a person needs a chatzi shear. We had this before, but to review, a chatzi shear of grapes and a chatzi zayis of an apple. So you don't have a zayis, a full shear to make an al ha'etz for the grapes, and you don't have a full shear, a zayis, to make a bari nefashos for an apple. What bracha achroina should you make? But the two together combine. the chatzis zayis of grapes combines with the chatzis zayis of the al geffen. Certainly not al geffen. No, so halacha is you make a bari nefashos. You only can make the two combined to the lowest common denominator. If you ate a full kezayis, you'll make a bari nefashos. You cannot say, since part of what I've eaten is an al ha'etz, we should upgrade the bracha to a bracha me'in shalosh, and it will include within it the apple. No, since you do not have a complete shir kezayis for the al ha'etz, you cannot make an al ha'etz, you'll only make at best a bari nefashos. Okay, another shaila. Let's say you eat a chatzi zayis of grapes and a chatzi zayis of dates. Both of them are from the Shivas. I mean, both of them alone, if you had a kezayis, would be chayiv in the bracha me'in shalosh, but now you only have from each one chatzi zayis, but together you have a zayis. Do you make an alo-eitz? Do you make a bari nefashos? You make an alo-eitz. It's a chiddush. The two chatzi zayisim from two different minim of the Shiva Saminim do indeed combine to the Shir Kezayis to make an alo-eitz. Okay, that indeed is an interesting chiddush. Now, what about...
Why is that a chiddush?
Because it's not a complete min. It's not a complete zayis.
You make two brachas per.
No, of course not. But that's a separate halacha. Brachas tanenim, you make that separate halacha. Even if the smallest amount, you make the rules of bracha achrona are not necessarily the same as the bracha rishayna. They have different set of rules.
Half a cup of wine and half a cup of water.
Boring the fashos.
But
then it's starved. Then it's starved to boring the fashos. But then I'm starved to an alagafen.
Yeah, but there's no say. Two half cups of different wine.
If you drink two, but that wine is wine. Just because one wine came from white grapes, one came from red grapes, that's. But here you're dealing with two different fruits. One is a grape, one is a date. Maybe there's a svara to say the two do not combine to a shir kezayis, make an aloeitz, make a bari nefashos. No, indeed, the two combine. Okay, another shaila. V'chein, ochel rak tapuchim, or shor pears. No, b'diavid. This is a bit. Let's say a person eats apples. I ate a lot of apples. I ate a whole apple, certainly more than a kezayis. And then by mistake, I recited a bracha me'in shalosh. Do I have to still make a bari nefashos? So the answer is b'diavid yotza. You're not supposed to do that. It's a chiddush also. You would think if you made the wrong bracha, you made the wrong apples, you're supposed to make a bari nefashos. I made an alho eitz yal prio eitz. Fel tunim v'sasod, I made the wrong bracha. Maybe lo yotza, I should make a bari nefashos. No. B'diavad, if you make a bracha in sholosh alho eitz upon fruit, even though the fruit is not from the Shiva Saminim, and under normal circumstance would require a bari nefashos, b'diavad, if you make an alho eitz, yotza. Who says this? The Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brura paskins that halacha. Okay, let's now go to halacha. The next halacha, halacha Yud Gimel. L'chatchila aser la'adam. L'chatchila aser la'adam lotzeis b'mekoy ma'yolasek be'ezad davar ad shivarech bracha achrayna. L'chatchila person is not allowed to leave his place until he makes the bracha achrayna. Or you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to go get involved in business or to leave your place to make the bracha achrayna. Shem yishach b'milavach, because you may forget. It's a gezera. If you finish eating, the first thing you do when you finish eating is not to shmooze, not have a conversation. The conversation comes after the bracha. After eating, you first make the bracha. You might forget. Now here's the important halacha. What happens if a person leaves his table? He finishes eating and he leaves, and then he remembers he did not recite the bracha achrayna. Do you have to return to the place where you ate to recite the bracha? So it depends. If the bracha you need to recite is bari nefashos, then you don't have to go back. Wherever you are, you go upstairs, you go downstairs, you go outside, wherever you are, just recite the bari nefashos, you're done. If you have to bench, or you have to even recite an al hamichya or a bracha me'in shalosh, sarich sheyachzor lemekoymo, you have to go back to the place kamo birchas hamazon leel, just like birchas hamazon, you must go back to the place. Now over here he brings down from the Ben Ish Chai, the Aruch HaShulchan, first, that's only to a leniency. he has a very big kula that maybe he disagrees with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The only time you have to go back and recite the Ala Nichya, the Ala Eitz, in the place where you ate is only if you left Bemezit. You know that you should not leave, and you don't care, you leave, you have to go back. But if you left by accident, or due to some type of oinus, you got an emergency phone call, you went somewhere, so now the question is, do I have to be matriach myself to go all the way back to the place where I ate to make the Ala Nichya? So the Aruch HaShulchan is lenient and says you do not. It's only when you are a poshea, you are negligent, then you must return, otherwise you can be lenient. Okay, and of course it goes without saying that if you left your place, let's say you get in the car and you go somewhere, and now you realize, wait a minute, I did not make an Ala Nichya, so do I have to go back? And if I'm going to get in the car and go back home to the place where I ate my meal, by the time I get back home, it's already going to be past 72 minutes. Or it's going to be past the time when I'm equal, where I'm going to be hungry once again. So then the rule is, even if you were negligent, you were poshea, and you left the location before you recite Ala Nichya, you do not have to return. Since if you're going to return, by the time you get back, it's going to be too late to make the bracha, then make the bracha wherever you are now. Okay, next a person eats and drinks and does not make the bracha right away. So what's the cutoff time? So we know when it comes to bread, the cutoff time is 72 minutes. So now we're dealing with other things, not bread. We're dealing with the mizonos, with fruits, or with cheese, or with ice cream, or a cup, or a drink, a glass of water, a glass of soda. What is the zman? So the truth is, there are many different opinions in this matter. It's a little complicated. Let's just see what it says here first. Yachol levarach ad shas ikol. The rule is ikol. Ikol means digestion. As long as your body is still in the process of digesting the food, you're not hungry. The hainu, he explains, what is ikol? Kol shuzman she'in the toiv le'echol peros. You're not hungry. Right? I'm full. Calls man after drinking, calls man shen, some you're not thirsty. Now what are those man? We'll discuss in a moment. You can't make the bracha. Now then that's a new halacha, we'll get to that in a moment. So basically the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is extremely vague. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch basically says, we leave it to you. We leave it to you to decide. You ate a fruit, you ate an apple, and you did not make a bar in the, and now you want to know, it's now been, let's say, 15 minutes later, it's been a half an hour later, can I make a bar in the? We leave it to you. Are you hungry? Do you feel satisfied from the apple you've eaten half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago? If you tell us that yes, I still feel satisfied, then you can make the bari nefashos. If you tell us, I'm hungry, because when I ate that apple after not eating for 24 hours. I was on a shift. I didn't eat for 24 hours. So I ate an apple. I was nothing. I'm hungry. So since it's been time has passed and you're hungry, that's already passed the zman equal, you can no longer make a bari nefashos. He does not give us a set time. He leaves to a person's mind to make that determination. Other poskim, they do give a zman. There's a statement called the Ketzais HaShulchan. Okay, the Ketzais HaShulchan says 11 minutes. He says, if you can't make the determination, and you're not dealing with mizonos, if you're dealing with mizonos, bread, mizonos, then you have 72 minutes. But if you're dealing with things that are light, lightweight foods, like just a fruit, or a simple fruit, or you're dealing with a piece of cheese, or whatever, a little snack, a lightweight type of food, he says, if 11 minutes pass, and you're not hungry, or even if you're not sure, you're not allowed to make a bari nefashos. So very chumra. 11 minutes, a very short period of time to make the bari nefashos on a light snack. Others disagree.
That means if you eat a steak, but you're not eating bread.
No, a steak, he seems to say that meat is something which is very satisfying. You have 72 minutes. I'm sorry I didn't mention that. He says over here, meat. Meat is more significant. Meat has more of the status I'll read you what it says. Shir ze kosher lehagdira. It's very hard to define. Umaskonas apoiskim lechalik bein im ochal macholim hamaspiim umisaklim laat. Things which get processed slowly. And he gives example. Kibosar, meat. He says meat is not processed by the body quickly. It takes a lot of time. Ushar tafshilim shedinim in ushar another tafshilim shedinim kipas umizonos v'shiurim kenal. Foods like bread and mizonos and meat and other significant foods, you have 72 minutes because the body does not process these things quickly. Lebein mine peros. On the other hand, you have fruits. Umine misika, candies. Umashkin, a simple drink of water. drink of orange juice. So if you ate a lot of these things, you ate a whole packet, a whole 20 apples, right? You ate a lot. Okay, then you have 72 minutes because you're not hungry for 72 minutes. Okay, let me go a little further. You're in trouble. You don't really know what this man is. So he brings down different opinions. So one's man is, Mekfei Shulchan is 11 minutes. He brings down another opinion, a half an hour. Chatzi Shah. Okay, those are the two opinions. Either 11 minutes, I don't know where you'll get 11 minutes from. I don't know where that comes from, some calculation, or it is going to be a half an hour. Otherwise, if you eat a lot, so you have an hour, 72 minutes. Some say 72 minutes is too much. Even if you eat a lot, you should not make a bracha chloin unless it is 1 hour. Right, I told you that. We started. The kids does not give numbers. I started. I emphasize that. It's very. It's up to you. It's up.
You sit with the coffee. You sit all day.
Anyway, you don't make a bari nefashos on coffee. We discussed that. A coffee, we don't make a bari nefashos for two different reasons.
Or Coke, whatever.
Something that you sip, you don't make a bari nefashos. So if you're going, you're sitting, you're taking things which you drink a revis in one shot, over long periods of time, you are in a lot of trouble. Someone sits in the basement with a can of soda, and he drinks a revis. Even a can of soda, you don't necessarily drink a revis in one shot. You have to be very careful. You have to drink 2.9 ounces. Not in one shot, mamish, but it has to be within in a short time span. We learned the different opinions about this. If you have,
what you do is you drink 2 ounces in the beginning, and then the rest of the day you sip.
So then you'll make a bari nefashos. But let's say you start off. If you start with 2.9 ounces, let's say you start with 2.9 ounces. Then you're putting yourself in a very difficult situation because if you're going to sip for the rest of the time, and you let 11 minutes pass from the time you took.
But you're tired. You're still considering you still have a time to keep on drinking.
So then you can't make a bari nefashos.
You do it then.
No,
you can't. Because you're not having 2.9 ounces in one shot.
You had the beginning, you had the...
2.9 ounces. But that expires.
Then you ended
the clock is ticking. You drank 2.9 ounces, right? Now the clock is ticking. You have now 11 minutes to make your bari nefashos.
The clock starts ticking if you finished eating.
Okay.
So
let's say 11 minutes is not such a long time when you're preoccupied. If you take 2.9 ounces and then you put down your can of soda and then you go read an article online, right? You go read something. So it's very easy. So 50 minutes pass, so you're in trouble. So now your time.
That's what he's saying here. That the only time you worry about the clock is when he decided this is what I'm eating. I finished. But if I'm thinking that I'm going to drink. And eat, not the rest.
No, where does it say that?
That's equal.
That shas equal is the 11 minutes, right?
Right, that's dead time. No, that means 11 minutes have passed. Well, he doesn't give 11 minutes. He doesn't give numbers. He does time has passed. Ask yourself the question. No. What it means is, ask yourself the question. I've taken 3 ounces. I've consumed 3 ounces. Now, time has passed. It doesn't say that how much time. This is time. Now, you have a question. Can I still make a bari nefashos? Ask yourself the question. Am I still satisfied from the drink?
He's not satisfied. That's what I'm saying.
If he's not satisfied,
you can't make the bracha anymore.
Can't make the bracha.
Why?
Because it expired.
It doesn't say that to me. It says the only time we say that yochel the bracha you have a shas equal is when she'ena.
Ad shas equal. Only
ad shas equal.
The only time you have this criterion.
No, he's defining the hainu. The hainu means what is equal. The hainu is a definition.
What is that? How do you see that as an equal? Kozman Shein at 12 level fares is called.
Ask, yes. Ask yourself the question.
You're satisfied, which means you haven't fully digested.
So the zman equal is until the next time you want to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you're hungry again.
That's called zman equal.
Yes. As long as
zman equal could be 2 hours.
Ein achnami. That's right. Ein achnami. It could be 2 hours. And if you eat a large meal, zman equal.
Slow metabolism.
You're eating the fruit.
Food is metabolized very quickly.
Right.
And it's also, it doesn't depend upon the physical metabolism, the physical digestion. It depends upon a person's mindset. I ate a fruit, and now let's say 15 minutes have passed. Do you ask yourself the question, do I still feel satisfied from the food that I ate 15 minutes ago? And if the answer is yes, I do, you can make a bari nefashos. If you no longer feel, I'm hungry, it's kiyu, I never ate it, I'm hungry, I'm starving, then it's too late for you to make a bari nefashos for the food you ate 15 minutes.
And you have to make a bracha rishonim again.
Oh, that's now the next issue. That's a new issue. We're not up to the new bracha rishonim. We're not up to a bracha rishonim. We're first discussing making a bracha achrona. The bracha rishonim is the next part of the sif.
The learning
shot is,
whenever he says, look later,
right.
Only when he's enay toiv.
Right.
But if you are toiv.
No. It's only when you're toiv.
No,
I care.
It says, Beferish, kol zman she'ena toiv. And she'ena tzomei. That's the only time you have a
gebet. No. Kol zman she'ena toiv means you can make the bracha. You're within zman ikol. You can make a bari nefashos
have a rule of ikol.
As long as you are with...
As long as you think I'm going to continue eating...
I continue... No! That's not the thing.
You're reading into something.
That's what I'm reading.
You're reading into it.
Okay, now let's go to the next shaila. Let's say, for argument's sake... Let's use the 11-minute rule. Let's be very machin. 11-minute rule. Take a cup of soda. Drink a cup of soda. You drink 3 ounces. Small amounts, not a lot. 3 ounces. And you're very thirsty. It was a very long day. You don't need... And then you get on the phone. You have a conversation. Now you realize, wait a minute. It's now been 15 minutes since I drank that cup of soda, those 3 ounces. So, am I thirsty? Oh, I sure am. I'm starving. So basically, my 11 minutes, my zman ikol has expired. It's too late for me now to recite a bari nefashos. So what should I do? I feel a bit, I lost out on the bracha achrona. So the solution is, so drink a little bit more. Do I need now to make a new bracha rishoina? A new bracha rishoina. So it's very vague. The kitzur is very vague. And this is a discussion here in the Pesach Teshuvos. The kitzur says, yes, you do. If you are a matzev, basically, it's like if you're in a matzev now with the zman ikol has passed, it basically means you are a siach das from your bracha rishayna. That's what he says. The word says over here, umi yishayna baki l'shayer. If you're not an expert to make this evaluation, it's very possible that you're still thirsty. Now you're thirsty. It's ki'ilu, you never drank that cup of liquid, and therefore the zman ikol expired. Roy loy kishen iskash loy berach bracha achrona. Look what he says now. To make a new bracha. Levarich, to make a bracha, al min, mimin she'ochal, on the same type of thing which you ate, which means you're going to make a new bracha rishayna, simply, it's a little bit vague, but make a new bracha rishayna, really, a new bracha rishayna, v'yivarech, and then the mail, and then don't wait again another 15 minutes, don't wait another 15 minutes, v'yivarech bracha acharayna lifter games harishayna.
Again, if he was drinking the coffee,
coffee is a bad example because you never make a bari nefashos. Tell me, it's just water.
He's eating an apple.
Okay.
He waited 15 minutes.
You're finishing the apple. So you're finished. Now you wait dead time.
You get a different apple. There's no shailin in the bracha rishayna. Because when he made the bracha rishayna on the first apple, the other apple was meir.
No, that's not true. It doesn't matter. We learned that halacha. When you make a bracha rishayna, generally speaking, your kavan is anything that will be served during this meal.
Because he was eating a snack. It wasn't a suda. And there was no other apple around.
Doesn't matter. If you eat a snack, and you make a snack and an apple, and I make a bari per eitz, and then you decide, you know what, I want another apple. Forget about my diet. I want another apple. You don't make another bari per eitz. Definitely not. You go into the
kibbutz.
That's because he's saying because the zman ikol has passed.
Right.
He's saying a chiddush.
No, he's saying before in nun tzikot dalit in chen the last in beruch hakoyis mashke in nishmach hakoyis or in yesh lefanav oydim in zeh the gam datoy veisol leachol leishtoyis yoiser. He doesn't need a bracha.
Okay, right, so you need a bracha.
But if not, you do need a bracha.
The assumption is that when you eat, you're always going to eat more.
According to here, you're snacking. So when he eats the first apple, if the second apple is on the table, you might have...
No, I don't think so. When you eat a snack, the assumption is you're going to eat the whole kitchen. A snack is whatever I want.
I'm hungry for, I'm going to eat.
I'm going to eat. That's the way we live today. Whatever you're going to eat, you're going to eat. So you don't need to make a bracha.
He's a chaterish. Abel v'stam, loy chola, bracha, rak, al mash, ahoye, biyodoy, v'tzorech, levach, shemes.
Okay, good point. Where was that? What was that? Simin Nun?
It's a Nun, a seed cut in Dalad, specifically this issue.
Avul b'stam loy chala. Okay.
Nun or
Nun?
Avul b'stam loy chala abrocha rak l'mash shahayu b'yodev etzorach l'varach shenis. Okay, you're right. B'stam. B'stam is saying that it's only chal what you want to eat. Okay, if that's okay. Okay, but let's go back to this shas.
Our assumption is that
we always have the possibility that we're going to eat more.
That's why I think even the bracha achrayna, you would not have a problem. I'll look at the,
no, bracha achrayna is worse because bracha achrayna you're dealing with an issue of equal.
Right, I don't agree with you.
Let's discuss this issue. He says something here which other Poskim take issue with. The issue is a person takes eats an apple. 15 minutes pass. He's not really sure if he's still hungry. So he says, what should you do? You should take another apple and make a new borei pri ha'etz. Now that's very contrary. Now really, why? Why should I make a new borei pri ha'etz? It's only been 15 minutes since I ate the first apple. Does the rule of equal, being that it's possible, as manik has passed, that caused the bracha rishonah to expire? So for the silver ring of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he says, yes, if you're already in a situation where you have a dilemma, if you can make a bracha acharoina, so certainly you will make siach daito, you have removed your mind from your bracha rishoina, the bracha rishoina expired, and now you need to make, without any bad feelings, without any sveikas, to make a new bracha rishoina on another apple, the same exact thing, to eat another apple, in order to put yourself in a situation where you need to make another bracha achrayin, and that bracha achrayin will exempt you for the first apple you ate as well. Not everyone agrees that your bracha rishoina expires. Here he quotes, let me read what it says in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah Berurah appears to be chaylik on the Kitta Shulchan Aruch. Let me read the exact words. Omnam, harbei achroinim savru, that in this situation, she'ein levorech shum bracha rishoina. Not like the Kitzer. 15 minutes have passed. You don't know if it's equal as expired. You want to put yourself in a situation to make another, to for a shul b'chayif. So eat another apple. And don't make a borei pri'etz on the next apple. Calls man because shaloi, as long as you can certainly say, no, you haven't left the table. I'm still in here, sitting here by the table. I didn't go anywhere. I was not mesiach das. Just because zman ikul has passed, zman ikul does not mean it's mesiach das. Calls man shaloi yisiach daita afil yachash shir ikul. Even after the shir ikul. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly disagrees with the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch on this very important issue.
How long could that time span go for?
I guess for a very long time. Yeah. I guess that can go for pretty much indefinitely, yeah. Because the Mishnah Berurah explicitly says that the bracha rishayna never expires with equal. Equal is even...
You
even
sit at the table and have to have a drink of water at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're happy, you're okay with
it. And you're sitting at the table...
2:30 comes along.
No bracha rishayna. That's the machlokes, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. The Kitzer Shulchan Aruch says that your bracha rishayna expires with equal, and the Mishnah Berurah says your bracha rishonah never expires as long as you explicitly have not been mesiach das. If you get up from the table and you go to something else, you go to another room and you read a newspaper or you learn something or you read the paper, then you're mesiach das. And you want to come back to the table and you want to take another glass of water, you got to make a new bracha. Because
it's the same item. If you're eating, you're drinking the water.
No.
And then an hour and a half later, gee, you know.
Well, that gets into the issue.
Having something that also is a shahakal.
That gets into the issue that we just discussed. Rabbi Meir, where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it was only the lefanav. So, according to the strict reading of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when you eat something, you only have kavanah what's in front of you. You don't have kavanah what's not in front of you. So then you would be required to make another bracha. But if it's in front of you, or it's something which I guess water, it's always considered to be in front of you because that's what you're drinking right now. It's the same thing with chayor, something which you're thinking about. This is a very fascinating machlokes, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, if it expires.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, you will not have to make a bracha achrona until the end.
According to the Mishnah
Berurah, you don't talk about a bracha achrona.
Huh?
No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where zman equal pass and you have not made a bracha acharayna. It's a b'diavad situation. In a situation where you blew it, you messed up.
Right.
I ate something and I allowed time to pass, 11 minutes, a half an hour to pass, and I didn't make the bracha acharayna. I've done a sin. I've committed an avera. I didn't make a bracha acharayna. But maybe I'm still hungry. Maybe I'm not sure.
Maybe make a bracha acharayna.
So the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't. That's not the issue. You don't make a bracha rishayna.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to. Just take some more food, more of the same item, drink it or eat it, and now you're certainly mechuyev to make a bracha acharayna on the second set, second portion that you've eaten, and that bracha acharayna you'll make on the second portion will automatically include on the tzatzafik on the first portion.
But you don't make a bracha rishayna.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't make a bracha. But according to the Kitzur, explicitly, you do make a bracha rishayna.
So according to Mishnah Berurah,
this could go on indefinitely, but you still are required to make the bracha achrona on the first.
On the last, no, the bracha achrona expires. The bracha achrona, the clock is ticking. The clock ticks when you eat something. The clock ticks, and when you come to a certain point of time, you can no longer make a bracha achrona, even if you're not misiach das.
So the clock will tick on a bracha achrona.
But the clock does not tick on a bracha rishayin, according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Kitzshuch, the clock ticks on a bracha rishayin as well. If zman equal passes on the bracha rishayin, then it's automatically considered to be a halachic hesech hadas, according to the Kitzshuch Narach, and you must make a new bracha rishayin. Fundamental machlokes, Mishnah Berurah in the Kitzshuch Narach. If there's a clock ticking on a bracha rishayna that overrides your mindset.
And I'm saying, according maybe to the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not even if you don't have to make a bracha rishayna if you the chavana think that I'm going to continue drinking. According to the
I don't believe that's correct.
Okay, I'll have to do it again.
Because how could you how could you that you have to mechuyev to thank Hashem for the food He's given you? Bracha achrayna. You have a legal loophole. I won't make a bracha achrayna. I'll leave more late.
If you wash, you have 72 minutes.
Yes, bread. You always have 72 minutes.
I eat a little piece of bread.
I shouldn't say. Yeah, a little piece might not be enough. That we had a discussion. There's also a discussion. If you eat a small amount of bread and you're very hungry, it's not muchach. You have 72 minutes either. It could be the zman is shorter. All it says in the Torah is visavata. Visavata. If you eat a small amount of bread, a kazayis, seemingly you have 72 minutes. But we learned in the poskim that it's not muchach. The person has been fasting the last day for 24 hours. It's now Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and you take a little kazayis of bread. And now we know the mitzvah is after a half an hour you're hungry again because you're totally empty.
How does the Mishnah Berurah make a distinction? If I'm not hesach hadas from bracha rishayna, I'm going to drink water an hour later because I'm going to be thirsty again. Oh, but by the way, you didn't make a bracha achrayna on the first one. Naughty person, you let the time.
That's pashut. You don't need the Mishnah Berurah to tell you that. When you eat something, the Torah requires you to gemar himself the brachas. It's a bidyevit. It's an after the fact. It's an after the person made a mistake and he did not make a bracha achrayna. He's now in a halachic situation where he has a suffix and he's allowed to make a bracha achrayna. It's not an ideal situation. No hesach hadas.
Equal.
Time passes is automatically a cancellation. Okay, we're going to stop here.